I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest U.S. State Department International Religious Freedom Report indicates Eritrea has made little positive progress on religious liberty. Voice of Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike says the government wants to quash anything they consider too radical, which includes Islam and Baha'i, but seems to target Christianity. Keep praying for believers in Eritrea, many of whom are behind bars. An Operation Mobilization reports the increased persecution of Christians in Algeria after several believers were sentenced and fined for practicing their faith. After being ridiculed and pressured, some believers were accused of becoming Christians simply for money or visas. Six believers who received heavy fines and prison sentences were accused of shaking the faith of Muslims. Other believers are on trial again after being found not guilty in the first case. Pray for justice for believers in these court cases. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.